Hello dear listener, it's James here on a Wednesday evening. A chilly, cold, but mercifully dry one. This is in fact the audio boo I was intending to record yesterday evening, but the weather was unbelievably horrible. It was cold and horizontal drizzly, which if you've read my tweets before, you will know is my least favourite weather in all the world. It didn't really help that I hadn't even got my coat with me, so I was shivering away in my fleece and in no mood to record anything, despite what was going on in my mind at the time. I had been listening to the Science Weekly podcast, one of the suite of Guardian podcasts, which really are worth a listen. It's kind of as close to Radio 4 quality as it gets, really, as far as podcasts go. They were talking about exoplanets. These are planets that have been detected on distant stars. And I was thinking to myself, you know, there was Galileo being castigated for his conviction that the world was in fact round. And they would not let him go. Oh, here we go, here's another petrol lorry. Aviation fuel lolly, to be precise, and yet still mispronounce it. So yes, there was all that trouble with persuading people that the world wasn't round, and now they're detecting, this is so clever, the presence of planets hundreds of light years away that are causing the stars to wobble, which is the gravitational field of the orbit. They can also tell when the planets move in front of it because it obscures part of the pattern. These are unbelievably sensitive telescopes. Oh look, Beth's come to pick me up. I shall stop here and start again. Hello dear family. Make the noise. That's the apron there, where all the planes wander around. That's called the apron. Yeah. Up there, that's what the apron was.
I didn't know where the back entrance to the apron was. I thought that was just offices and that.
No, you can get all the way under the runway from there if you drive fast enough. Good evening to my children.
Good evening,
my dad.
Oh, good lord.
I made a heart for you and we bought chocolate.
Did you eat the chocolate?
We said we got some for you. It was huge! Cadbury's!
Is it still huge?
Yes.
Great. Love chocolate. Did you eat any chocolate at all?
You never told me that you had chocolate. What we got? What did we get, Lenny?
Chocolate mice.
And some of those are for
you,
Christopher. Me. There's some chocolate mice, white chocolate mice for you in the fridge, Christopher.
They're just chocolate.
They just love gifts, aren't they?
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you. So, Christopher, how was the disc?
We also bought some batter mix.
Wow, yum.
Sadly, I found out it was a Halloween disco.
Oh, right.
Nothing in the thing was closer to it being Halloween.
Was anybody dressed up?
Yep. Not the attendees.
Older
students who were.
Oh, really? How on earth was one expected? Oh. Right.
But
were they playing just Halloween music all the time? It was just the Addams Family. Doodle-doo-doo.
Worse.
Doodle-doo-doo. Oh, what was it?
Thriller, actually. But
good. So you could
Justin Bieber.
You could bust some moves to it.
Yep, Justin Bieber tracks in a row.
Baby. That's
the point at which he takes
himself. I want to go.
But they also played rapping songs.
Rapping. My disgruntled pupil getting me out of here.
I thought the apron was a rap.
No, the apron is a month before May. Your birthday is on the 7th of April. Alright.
I thought the apron was a wrap. You just said that because it was good.
Oh, they've cleared the brambles.
They've cleared the brambles and they've been drilling. big, deep.
You all have these, don't you?
Dada, you know, piles. You know I wanted to see in that garden?
Yours?
Well, guess what happened?
Which garden?
Over the other side of the bridge.
Oh, yes, yes.
Shalim's garden.
Oh, yes.
Shalim's?
Yeah.
You never told me you wanted to see Shalim's garden. She's.
I'm going to tell Shalim tomorrow that you saw his garden. There was a swing in there. Yep, definitely Shalim's garden.
That's filthy.
By the way, I'm allowed to come around his house any weekend, any time past 12.
Does he have a phone for you to text?
No. Well,
what was that word you just used there, Chris?
Huh?
Give him some...
notice.
Right. You said pre-warning. Not some warning. You want a warning before you give him the warning. You want to give him a pre-warning.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Oh right, some kind of bizarre pork thing. Look for your key, sweetheart.
They have a Christmas decoration, and we used hammer beads.
A mum, daddy.
Yes,
I
yes.
I haven't
hired
my thing either.
Reese
bam. Poo. I'm going to stop now.
Your chocolate mice are in the fridge if you want them, Chris.
And I'll listen to it back, and if it's any good, I shall upload it. Is that not right, Eleanor?
Poo!
It's indoors. Well, that's ruined it, hasn't it?